Herbert Harris, chairman of the D.C. Consumer Utility Board.
Talk about, we're standing outside the D.C. City Council, the John A. Wilson building. You just held a protest, and also there was an interesting exchange with Councilmember Yvette Alexander over the nomination of Betty Noel to the Public Service Commission. But take a second and describe, for people who may not have heard her name before, may not have heard of the Public Service Commission, what these things are and what's at stake here.
The D.C. Public Service Commission is a state regulatory utility agency that regulates and monitors the utilities in the District of Columbia. We have three regulated utilities in D.C. Pepco, Washington Gas, and Verizon are the three principal utility companies in the District of Columbia. The Public Service Commission is one of only four chartered agencies in the District of Columbia. It's one of the founding agencies for the District of Columbia, and its primary responsibility is to monitor the quality of service, rates, and performance of the utility companies. Elizabeth Noel served from 1991 to 2010 as the People's Counsel. She was the consumer advocate and legal representative of consumers on utility cases. And she was our representative before the Public Service Commission, as well as at the federal level between FERC and some of the other national federal regulatory agencies. Mayor Gray had the wisdom to nominate someone of Ms. Noel's legal background, regulatory law, and all the other aspects of regulatory policy and legal experience to serve on the Public Service Commission, to fill a vacancy on the Public Service Commission. Because of her years of advocacy and challenging the propositions of the utility companies and Pepco, the utility companies, primarily Pepco, has decided to block and attempt to stop this nomination. What they have done is use Councilmember Yvette Alexander and some trumped up allegations regarding Ms. Noel's ability to serve as justification to block her nomination. What we're basically looking at is the corporate influence and largesse now that is undermining the city council is in full display with this nomination. Pepco, the Washington Board of Trade, Chambers of Commerce have both come out challenging and opposing this nomination. As a result of it, Councilmember Alexander, who is up for re-election, has chosen not to move, even schedule a committee vote on the nomination. The public hearing on this nomination was held last October of 2010. She's yet to move it. And we have been challenging her and the members of the committee to hold a markup to vote on this nomination. Ms. Noel is a person of stature, reputation in this city that she deserves and should be entitled to an up or down vote. And we think that what they're trying to do is avoid taking a tough vote in public, because they know they would have to explain for some time why they rejected a nomination of this quality.
Did anything new come about as the protest was happening? Councilmember, Ward 7 Councilmember Yvette Alexander, she chairs the Public Services and Consumer Affairs Committee, which, as you're saying, has oversight over this nomination. She came and spoke, and then there was an exchange with protesters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Betty Noel, yes, I don't know about that, but there will be a markup before the end of this month. As I stated before, there will be a markup before the end of this month. Her nomination is through the end of this month. I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt to see if she can function 100% of the time. And if she cannot, by the time the vote, the committee will decide. Either it'll be an approval or a disapproval resolution, but there will be a vote. Thank you. She cannot rule on 40% of the cases. So as tax-paying citizens, if you want to pay, if you want to give someone a salary at 100% and they can't function at 100%,
you are better than that. Supreme Court, there's not a judge on the bench that has not served on either the prosecution
side. That's
not
the problem. That's not a problem.
Or the defense side. You are holding experience against her.
No. She is more than qualified. That's not the question.
Against her.
She's more than qualified.
You are holding experience against her.
I want her
and
to
you
function.
Should be excited. What do you mean by 40%? Do you know how they docket their cases? Do you know how they docket their cases?
I may have.
I
may have, Betty Noel may have given me a contribution too.
No, but well,
she's given me a contribution
Yvette,
too.
Do you know how they docket their cases?
So, why don't
so that what you're
your
saying me a is ridiculous.
And Pepco,
if you have not been involved in anything in this city, then maybe you should run as a council member. Because what you are telling us is that if you have been involved professionally, no, it is not.
If you all are going to lobby around, come right upstairs. I have a hearing to go to.
We will see you.
Schedule the vote.
There will be a vote. I'm trying to give it a benefit of the doubt. I would love to approve the mayor's nominee. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the commission closing cases that she can rule on.
Councilwoman, you are
you don't want your tax dollars wasted.
5 years and you oversee that committee.
Shouldn't
you
so you would
yourself?
Allow any public
so
servant to serve
yourself?
60%.
Let her respond.
You would allow any public servant to get 100% of their salary serving 60% of the time.
And she committed, if I heard her correctly, that she will hold a markup by the end of the month. Is this new or?
Oh, this is all new. I mean, she. This is. And I take it with a grain of salt in terms of the veracity of it. She has had 6 months and backed out two or three times in scheduling this nomination for a vote. She very well could have been playing to the crowd, feeling the pressure of the moment. You have to ask yourself why, after this nomination has been before her committee for 6 months, she would wait until today to announce that she may hold a markup. Part of the challenge is the fact that if this nomination is not voted upon by a certain time, we will in turn, the council will not have sufficient enough time to act as a full body. So even if she holds a committee markup within her committee, it's a question as to whether or not the committee, the council as a whole, would have the ability to also vote on the nomination.
I want to read to you let me just read the title and a sentence of a December 13, 2011 Washington Post editorial. It's entitled, "A Nomination to Turn Down. Why would the district want a utilities commissioner who must recuse herself most of the time?" And it begins, "Nothing will deter D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray in his bid to seat Elizabeth Noel on the Public Service Commission." On the issue of having to recuse herself most of the time, this is an issue the Post has brought up. You heard Yvette Alexander today mentioning that. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, what the Washington Post and Councilmember Alexander are attempting to do is to use the inefficiencies of the Public Service Commission's docketing system. The Public Service Commission has been notorious about its inability to close old cases. The D.C. Court of Appeals even cited the Public Service Commission for how poor docket management system was, and the practice of leaving open cases out open for extended periods of time. So what is happening is the Councilmember Alexander and Pepco and others are using the inefficiencies of the Public Service Commission's docketing system against this nominee, and it doesn't have anything to do with Ms. Noel's legal experience before the Public Service Commission. It does have everything to do with the fact that the Public Service Commission cannot close out cases due to its inept and antiquated docket management system. And what we think it's unfair, and it's really a red herring, because there's not a judge on any bench all the way to the Supreme Court with any legal experience or history that has not had to recuse from a case. You would not have prosecutors or defense attorneys who are sitting on judicial benches now if the recusal option was not available to avoid a conflict of interest. Ms. Noel and others understand the fact that she will have to recuse from certain cases because of her experience as the People's Counsel, but they're trying to now use the inefficiencies of the Public Service Commission against this nominee and establishing a new criteria for her that hasn't applied to other previous appointees.
Ms. Noel had to go before the council to be approved as heading up the Office of People's Counsel, so her credentials as someone to hold public office have been well established.
Correct. She was confirmed by this council and many of these members currently serving 6 times. So she's a known commodity. She's someone that they are familiar with. They know the integrity, her integrity, the performance of the agency that she headed for some time. And that's one of the things that she brings to this discussion, is that it's well documented about the deficiencies within the Public Service Commission. You have someone who, once appointed, brings executive level experience to that organization that could help straighten out some of the problems and deficiencies within that agency. So even with having to possibly recuse from certain cases, her management level of experience would be an asset to the Public Service Commission and that department.
It's a three-member board.
It is a three-member board. And this is beginning, this nomination is the beginning of an additional process that we will have to go through again in June when current council member, current commissioner Laura Lee's nomination or appointment expires in June. So the mayor will be right back at attempting to nominate someone to fill her vacancy shortly in June after we deal with the current nomination of Elizabeth Noel.
Herb Harris, one of the people who spoke today was Jim McGrath, who heads up the DC Tenants Advocacy Coalition, or TENAC, in a recent email blast that he sent out. He said, quote, "The city is rapidly becoming unaffordable for all but the well-to-do and forcing an exodus of poor and limited-income people. The cost of living is spiraling here, fed in large part by exorbitant utility costs. Betty Noel is one of the few people capable of reversing that trend and has demonstrated that incomparable skill through her many years of service as DC People's Council. She has battled behemoths of greed like Pepco and forced rate reductions to the benefit of us all." Can you talk a bit about this in the context of what is taking place with the city increasingly becoming unaffordable for so many?
Well, one of the destabilizing factors related to seniors and older residents in the District of Columbia, especially in the housing market, is not just the ever-increasing cost of housing, both rental and others, but the fact that people are having to make decisions regarding medical requirements, health issues, child care, and the electricity cost is one of those variables. We see, as we enter the spring of the year, you're going to see an increase in persons that are going to be evicted from rental properties and homes, not because they could not afford maybe the rent, but the associated costs for being in a home in the District of Columbia, and in particular, the utility costs are ever increasing. Over the last 3 years, Pepco has received an increase, and over the last 5 years, the utility costs in the District of Columbia have almost doubled, okay, due to rate increases. We've seen upwards of a 36% increase in utility costs over the last 10 years as a result of deregulation and Pepco pursuing a more aggressive, profit-driven corporate policy as it relates to the District of Columbia and throughout the region. So you have a lot of folks, alluded to by TENAC, who are having to make life and family affecting decisions, and the underpinning for their destabilization in housing is the exorbitant cost of electricity, gas, and telecommunications in the District of Columbia. It's a really major issue that we are concerned with, a lot of the other social organizations, poverty organizations are concerned with. And one of the things that this nomination would do is to bring someone that can put a face on the policies out of the Public Service Commission, can humanize the arithmetic and calculus and all the decisions that come out of the Public Service Commission are not just mathematical equations or policies, but they impact daily on somebody's lives. And we think when Ms. Noel appointed to the commission, you bring someone who not understands the economics of what the utility industry does and what the economics are of these companies, but understand full well the direct impact it has on real people. That's the key thing. It's not just a laboratory experiment done in an abstract. The policies of the Public Service Commission impact on lives every day, and a single decision by the Public Service Commission will have an impact on the District of Columbia for at least a decade. One decision will last a decade, and we've already seen that.
You mentioned that Pepco has had increased rates over the last years. Are these rates deserved? How has their service been?
Pepco, unfortunately, was rated as one of the worst companies in the United States. It has historically and continuously fallen into the bottom quartile of utilities in terms of reliability and customer service. They admitted that they have not performed at the expectations and level of expectations for district residents. And the rate increases that they're seeking are really recovering of the disinvestment they should have been making in the system. Pepco over the last decade should have been investing in reliability and some of the other shortcomings that have affected their systems and did not do so. And now what they're seeking through these reoccurring rate increases is get consumers to pay for a second or third time the level of reliability and service that we never received with the first payment. And they're even initiating policies currently before the Public Service Commission to recover and receive monies from consumers for reliability programs that they haven't even implemented yet. So they are behind the eight ball in terms of service and reliability, and is adversely affecting the performance and quality of service in the District of Columbia. And they want us to continue to pony up without the guarantee that if they do not perform, they will suffer financial or other penalties. That's just unacceptable.
Herb Harris, your final thoughts as chairman of the Consumer Utilities Board as we stand here at the spot outside the John A. Wilson Building where the protest took place and also where you saw Ward 7 Councilmember Yvette Alexander today commit to holding a markup on Betty Noel's nomination before the end of the month. But your final thoughts.
Well, we're going to hold Councilmember Alexander to that pronouncement here. We think that it's somewhat hollow. She's had an opportunity to move this nomination for some time. She's also hiding behind the fact that Ms. Noel's legal experience and career will require that she recuse herself from some cases at the Public Service Commission, and we understand that. But we believe having Betty Noel, even with the possibility of some recusals, is an asset to the Public Service Commission and the District of Columbia. And that Councilmember Alexander and the members of the City Council can remove the taint, the stain, and cloud that hangs over it because of the corporate largesse, the corporate contributions, and influence that right now are pretty pervasive before the City Council. By voting on this nomination, putting in place a solid Ward 4 and district resident that can serve the District of Columbia. We want to see this happen. We think that they should move favorably upon the nomination. And if Councilmember Alexander does not do that, then it says everything about who runs and controls the public policy in this city. And it's not the people of the District of Columbia, but PEPCO, the Board of Trade, and the Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.